tour of what goes on back here. So, Logan, tell everybody what this is all about, by the way. What are you doing here?
You don't know what
we're
you're
just
doing?
Switching cameras.
Switching cameras is more complicated than that, isn't it?
A little bit.
It's a little more complicated than that? Yeah. I have no idea what all these buttons do. Look at all those buttons. It's a lot of buttons. One of these is a Skype server, right? That one right here is a Skype server. This one right here? Back this way where Reagan's standing? Okay, that one's what stabilizes all of our calls. So it's like a commercial Skype thing. Stabilizes the calls. What is this? What is this machine right here? That's a Comrax. That's what I do my radio show on, right? Shoots back to Milwaukee. Okay. What is? And this here is, that's the whole system. That's the switcher, right? And what? And then what's all this? Why do you have to have a note over here? Your email. You have a whole monitor just for your email? Oh, it's got everything else on it. All right. All right. And then what's going back here? What have you been doing back here, Jeb? Van. Sorry. Jeb is our other guy. Sorry. Sorry, Van.
This is where post-editing mainly happens.
This is where post-editing happens back here. So when we film like a worldview report that you see here and put it together, you are the guy that puts together the worldview report.
Yep, I sure am.
That is the guy.
That is the guy. And what do you do, Reagan? What do you do here, Reagan?
I produce. I help set up. And then also over here, we have a Wirecast system and a hard drive that all our files go on.
So over here is a Wirecast system, and you've got a lot of old, what, like old...
Too, and then we have a hard drive down
here. Yeah, this hard drive down here, that's kind of unique. I don't know if people can see that down there. That's a unique little thing right there. That's like a $5,000 external hard drive. So you know those external hard drives you guys sometimes buy? Or those little thumb drives? Well, it's a little more than that. It's like a $5,000 external hard drive. How much does it hold?
144 terabytes.
So all the shows we do go onto that, right? And then our associate producer, Annie, she can see into that, right? So right now, because of the way we're hooked in, she can sit in another state, grab every show, every interview that we've done, and then Annie pops it up at the site. Isn't that cool?
Through the internet.
What were you going to say, Logan?
I was saying, yep.
You're going to say, yep. Yeah. Logan is a man of few words. I don't think I have to worry about Logan taking my job at the desk. He sure doesn't have to worry about me taking his job back here because I don't even know how to turn it on anymore. When we started out, I knew how to run everything, and I trained him, and then he started taking over acquisition of equipment, and pretty soon he bought such advanced equipment that if he goes on strike, we're done. But anyway, all right. So I think one of the coolest things, though, is that we can – do our interviews. They go over to that external hard drive. Annie, in another state, sees that that's there because she's monitoring our feed, picks that up, and within minutes of us going off the air having done an interview, she's able to grab it, put it up for everybody to watch on demand. What's that?
All of us do as well. We all have access to it.
So you're all posting up stuff constantly. So when people ask, how is it you guys are able to, because that's what we hear a lot. People ask, how is it you guys are able to crank out so much content? The thing is they're shocked at how small the team is, with the volume of content, the amount of content, and how fast we get it up online.
Just hard working, yeah.
Dedicated. What's going on here, Van?
Right here. Huh? That's the wire.
That's right here.
So that's the thing.
Yep, you go in this folder and then grab everything from in here.
All those files.
Yep.
That's what Annie does every day.
And her show.
What time's her show air, guys? 2:30 every day, Central Time. All right, so that gives you a little behind the scenes of what happens at CPAC. You guys want to turn the camera and give them a...
This isn't even half of what we have back here.
Yeah, Reagan's got a good point. He said that's not even half of the equipment we have back in our... we have three of those what are they called, TriCasters? We have three of those TriCasters. So this is even half of the equipment that we have. So you guys, give you a little comparison. So swing around here, they can see the desk. So they're right there, we're right here, and... very compact, a lot of equipment in a small area. And then at the end of the night, we pack it all up, head back, set it all back up in master control, and get back to broadcasting Monday morning. So that gives you a little, there we go. Now Van's got me some light. That gives you a little bit of a behind the scenes of how it's working here at CPAC with these young guys. Now, you know, another common thing we hear is how do you guys get these young guys to work for you? It's so hard to find young people to work for you. And it is. So many business owners are struggling to find young guys, young kids, young people that want to work, that have drive, that show up on time. We've just been very, very fortunate. I think one of the reasons, as I explained in a previous show, is a lot of these folks that work for us grew up with Logan. And so Logan kind of screens them. He knows who they are, and he says, hey, Dad, I think this guy would be great. Then we got another guy, Caleb, who works for us. He's going to be coming up into the control room area. He's now in our freeze-dried food distribution area of my company, but he's going to be coming up into production and running our third control room. We got three of these switchers, so we got three control rooms now. He's going to learn how to do that. He came on board through Van and Reagan and Logan. They said, we think Caleb would be great. Met Caleb. We put him to work in the freeze-dried food area. He's sweated it out in there and proved himself big, big, big time. And he's got their personality, very conscientious, very trustworthy, a lot of integrity. And we actually put these kids to the test. We give them credit cards, and we send them on errands, and we let them hold on to things. And then after a few weeks, we can go and say, look, they've been honest. They got integrity. We don't have to worry about them. And some of them don't know they're being tested, and that for weeks they're being watched and tested. And then we give them more responsibility. So kind of like the Bible says, you prove yourself in a little, then you get much more. So part of the key is birds of a feather flock together, right? Eagles fly with eagles. Eagles don't fly with crows. So you start out with a young guy like Logan, and then he points you to a guy like Reagan and Van. And then those guys, of course, being eagles, point us to another eagle. So to the business owners out there who say to us all the time, how is it you find these sharp young guys that show up and work these long hours and are so responsible? Really, all you got to do is find one that's an eagle and let him point you to the other eagles and bring them in. There are a lot of young people out there that want to be entrepreneurs. They want to have a job that makes a difference, that's challenging, that also is making a difference. It's not mundane. It's always changing, something new, something fun. And this generation gets this technology. They didn't have to go to school for it. I'm telling you right now, they could have gone and spent a fortune going to college with some media degree at some community college or tech college, and good for those who do it. They don't have to do that. We can take a guy like Caleb, who's going to be coming upstairs, let his three buddies train him in, and in a few weeks, he'll be fully operational. He doesn't have to go to school to do that. He doesn't have to spend a bunch of money to do that. And as they advance in their skill set, they advance in their pay. And so more and more responsibilities until it's a career for an adult. So this is not just something that's, oh, this is what they do while they're young people. No, these are careers that they're starting, and their skill set's advancing. And as they advance, their pay advances, because they're now such valuable assets to us because of all the training and knowledge base they have. So to the business owners out there, don't get discouraged. There are young people out there that want to work, that want to work hard, that are conscientious, and they love the interaction. You guys love the interaction with all the people you're meeting. I mean, you guys are having an opportunity of a lifetime, aren't you, Van, Reagan? Yeah. I mean, you never thought you'd be meeting these kind of people, did you? No. So they're eating it up. They said it's fun. Yeah. And it ain't bad hanging out with Mr. B. He takes you to nice restaurants and takes care of you, doesn't he? Yeah. All right, so that gives you a little behind the scenes. Things are starting to heat up here at CPAC, and we're going to take a quick break. Tamara Scott, one of our broadcasters, Tamara, she's on every day at noon Central. Tamara Scott will be coming into the booth about 10 o'clock, so she landed last night. She'll be here with me today at the news desk along with others. Again, Dr. Peter McCullough at 1 o'clock Central. Now, again, if you appreciate what we're doing, now you've seen the setup. All the effort, all the energy, all the expense to come to CPAC. If you appreciate that, let me remind you, we are a listener-supported broadcast, and a listener-supported network. So please, go to MyPillow.com, go to MyStore.com, use that promo code CPAC, the promo code CPAC, to save up to 66%. Look, CPAC Orlando is coming up in February. This is our third CPAC to do since founding Lindell TV in April of 2021. The next CPAC is in February. If you'd like for us to be at that, then again, we have to raise the necessary funds to cover this CPAC. So again, that's why we have that code CPAC. It lets us know, hey, people are watching. They appreciate it. They love the effort that we bring the whole crew here, all the equipment, rent the booth. This booth is extremely expensive. The bandwidth bill for the 3 days is $17,000, just the bandwidth bill. So if you appreciate us coming here and being here a part of this, we need your support. And when you use that code CPAC, it tells us that you're supporting us and you appreciate it and you want us to do more of this. Because again, we have interviewed people that if we stayed in our studio, we would have never met. We wouldn't have known to even call some of them because we just met. And this today, you're going to meet some more people just like that. If we had not come to CPAC, we would have never met them. So if you appreciate what we're doing, the information we're bringing you, support what we're doing, we'll keep going to things like CPAC. Remember, August 2021, the Moment of Truth Summit is coming up. Again, we'll pack up all the equipment, bring the whole crew, set it up, stream Mike Lindell's Moment of Truth for you right here, bringing the whole crew and all the equipment you're seeing now. In fact, we're going to be bringing even more equipment for that. So while that's a VIP event, meaning it's all people who are personally invited and vetted, conservative media, lawmakers, we've got patriot leaders, conservative leaders of organizations. We've got over 1,000 of them now that have been invited and confirmed attending. It's by invitation only. But you don't have to worry about getting an invitation because we're going to bring it right to you wherever you're at, on your iPhone, on your Android, on your iPad, your Roku channel, your computer. We're going to bring the Moment of Truth, August 20 and 21, to you. So if, again, you appreciate all we're doing here at Lindell TV to keep you informed, to bring you the broadcasts that we do, including broadcasting the special events that Mike Lindell is putting on, like the Cyber Symposium last year, like the Moment of Truth, August 2021. Again, we pay for all this through your support. Think of us like a conservative NPR, and the way you support us is by simply going to mypillow.com, use that promo code CPAC, go to mystore.com, use that promo code CPAC, you save, and a generous portion of each purchase comes back to keep all of this funded and keep us going. All right? So, all right, there you go. Got a little behind the scenes. We'll take a quick break, come back, and start rolling out guests here at CPAC, our third day of broadcasting, Dallas, Texas, 2022. Thanks for watching. We'll be right back.